Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with farinata. That's right, this is like my new favorite food. It's incredibly delicious, very comforting, super easy to make, and this very rustic Italian oven-baked pancake, for lack of a better description, is made with garbanzo flour. And the first time I made this, I could not believe how such a simple batter could produce such a tasty and interesting dish that apparently is really good for you. So step one, in a mixing bowl, we have our garbanzo bean flour. Now, I found this next to all the specialty gluten-free flours at the regular supermarket, but if you can't find it there, any health food store is going to have it. And to our garbanzo bean flour, we're going to add enough warm water to make basically a thin batter. Not too hot, just barely warm is fine. And they say you should stir it in gradually, but you know what? I've never been a big fan of what they say. So I just dump it all in and whisk, and it works perfectly. So I'm not sure why all the recipes say add it gradually, but suit yourself. And we want to mix that up until completely, completely smooth, so keep whisking. Yes, if you want to dirty your blender or immersion mixer, you can use those. So we're going to mix that up completely smooth. And at that point, all we're going to do is cover it. I'm going to use a plate instead of plastic wrap. Because I love the earth, I want it to be nice for your grandkids. So we're going to cover that with something, and we're going to let it sit there for 2 hours at room temperature. So you're going to need to go find something to do for a few hours. What did I do while I waited? Just chilled. And after 2 hours, we're going to uncover it, and it's going to look like this. Yes, it gets a little foamy. So at this point, you're going to need to take a spoon or a ladle and skim off that foam. My sources deep within the Farinata subculture tell me that foam is what people have trouble digesting. And if you don't skim it, this recipe will be much noisier. All right, so we're going to skim off as much of that as we can. And like I said, it's going to make it more artsy, less fartsy. And after that, we're going to add the last couple ingredients. We're, of course, going to need some salt. And a decent amount of it. We're also going to add some olive oil. And then one optional ingredient that's not in the traditional recipe, but it is a common addition, some very finely minced rosemary. And we're going to stir that in very well. And we're going to let that sit there for about 10 minutes while we preheat our oven and prep our pan. So on the stove, we're going to place down a 10-inch cast iron skillet. And we're going to place that on high heat and get it smoking hot. And by the way, while we're doing this, you're definitely going to want to preheat your oven to 500 degrees. So that's ready to roll. And once we think our pan is really hot, we're going to pour in some additional olive oil. Yes, a lot of it, but don't worry. Olive oil is really, really good for you. Or at least that's what a doctor that worked for the olive oil company said. And why would they lie? They have to take an oath. So pour in the olive oil and then stand there looking at it. And as soon as you see that first little wisp of smoke, quickly pour in your batter. And it would probably help if, unlike me, you poured it right in the center. I kind of went in from the side, but don't worry. It's not going to matter. But you're going to pour in that batter. And then you're quickly, but very carefully, transfer that into the center of your preheated 500 degree oven and let that bake for about 25 to 30 minutes or until it looks like this. And I remember thinking the first time I made it, before I'd even tasted it, I said to myself, look at that. That's going to taste good. And I was right. And by the way, this is one of the few things we make I don't make you let cool a little bit. As soon as you can, transfer it onto a plate. You want to serve this right away. It's not nearly as good cold. And then traditionally, all this is garnished with is freshly ground black pepper. And you might be thinking, I'll just use that stuff I have in the can. It's worked fine for the last 7 years. Why change now? Trust me, fresh black pepper for this, please. And as soon as we've pepperized that, we're going to go ahead and take our pizza cutter, and we'll cut this up into, I don't know, 6 or 8 portions? That's probably what they get in Italy. In LA, you probably get 16 portions out of this. In Chicago, of course, this would be a single portion. So it depends on where you are. But anyway, you decide. You're the Heidi Fleiss of your slice. And then as soon as that's cut up, serve it immediately. This is way, way, way better hot than cold. And because of that extra hot oven and that olive oil, we're going to get a beautiful, crispy, crusty exterior. And yet the inside's going to stay nice and moist, kind of dense, but not unpleasantly so. Just very, very earthy and comforting and satisfying. Just truly delicious stuff. After this first bite, I was like, what are you doing? Just use your hands. Come on. And if you have not made this before you go putting a bunch of toppings on it, try it just like this. It is so good, you'll know why it's not traditionally topped with anything. Of course, having said that, do not be surprised if you see a future tricked out version. And the possibilities are as vast as they are exciting. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I really, really hope you give this a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.